Length reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome in. You're listening to the second hour of the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. Chatting, continuing our discussion, I guess I should say, with Glenn and Bob about the situation over in Ukraine. I would draw your attention, by the way, to an article from the Huffington Post, which we put up on our website last Thursday. I think it's really interesting given what I always thought was the political bent of the Huffington Post. But having said that, there now, a rumor was started on Thursday that the Russians in the eastern Ukraine were demanding that Jewish people register. Seems a little ludicrous to me. Bob, what do you think, man? I guess that's all I can say.
Well, it's pretty funny to me. It sounds like this information. There isn't a shred of evidence that indicates there's any participation by Jews or any involvement. If anything, the right-wing groups that overthrew the government in Kiev had very strong connections to neo-Nazi parties. One of the parties actually has a red flag with a swastika on it, but I just can't buy this claim that somehow there's anti-Semitism involved. It's disinformation. There's nothing to support it.
I would have to say it's disinformation, I would think, in this particular region, and that being the eastern part of the Ukraine. I find that to be very, very interesting, to say the least. Glenn, you know all about this stuff. You deal with this stuff on a daily basis because of what you do on the Hill. What's your comment on this, bud?
Well, thanks, Al. Bob, I think, is on to something there, because it may well be these people that were handing out these leaflets, they were masked people. It's not been independently verified as of the time that we're talking by other credible sources. So you just don't know what the truth really is here. This is a part of the world where there has been a history of anti-Semitism, and in World War II there was a lot of anti-Semitism, obviously demonstrated in that entire region. But what I find particularly interesting is that this is at bare minimum what you might call selective reporting. I guess Orwell said that in the age of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act, and so you might have really sort of living in a hall of mirrors kind of environment for independent thinkers to try to evaluate things. But we do know that from just a month ago, after the Yanukovych government was overthrown in the Ukraine, principally by the ethnic Ukrainians, there were swastikas painted on synagogues, Jewish people's homes, synagogues, and the head rabbi in Kiev told Jews they needed to get out of Kiev. And somehow that's not being reported on. So there's a lot of disinformation, and as we've talked about before on the Corlin Economics Report, this is really a time in our history, in the great sweep of history, where independent thinkers need to just not take anybody's word for anything, including my word. They need to really check it out, and particularly not ABC, NBC, CBS, any of that, because there are agendas being pushed by all kinds of people, and a lot of emotional buttons are being pushed here, and this thing over in Ukraine is being ratcheted up.
Guys, when I read over this article, Bobby, right, there were a lack of facts. However, the overwhelming fact was that there were some mass groups out there handing out these pamphlets to
We don't know that. The mere fact that somebody reports that in a Jewish newspaper doesn't make it true. Okay? You can go to any newspaper in Israel, and three or four times a week you're going to hear stories of how Jews are victims. Now, I simply don't buy into it, because they've got a vested interest in maintaining that, but that doesn't make it true. We don't know anything about it. We've got a couple of reports that are not sustained by anything else. As Glenn said, there were dozens of reports of anti-Semitism on behalf of the people who overthrew the legitimate government in Kiev. So it sounds a lot more like somebody's trying to demonize the Russians, and of course that's what our news media does. Whoever the enemy of the day is the bad guy.
Well, I think it also speaks to whether this happened or not. This story is out there, and people will read it, and people will, I think, have to start to see just how unstable things are out there, because if you go to these different media sources, you do hear about all the different deaths that are happening every day and different warships that are lining up along the borders. Things could escalate over there in a hurry, all over, say, even possibly a story like this. If people start to take matters into their own hands, which they already have in that area, you know what, other countries are going to be forced in, and that, I think, will just be horrible for the world and, all the citizens around there, obviously. Glenn, what do you think? Can things escalate? I think you're on the same page.
I try to be consistent, and one of the things I've consistently said is that most people are dramatically underestimating how quickly and how much this can escalate. And frankly, a lot of people don't know how much it already has escalated. We had this, as of Thursday, there was this report, there was this agreement of sorts between the Russians and the U.S. and the EU and the Ukrainians to try to, I guess, allegedly cool things down a bit. But the Ukrainian government continued operations against quote-unquote terrorists in the eastern part of the state. NATO has sent ships into the Black Sea. That happened on Thursday. There were reports, as we talked about earlier on the Corlin Economics Report, of the Netherlands potentially sending F-16s into the Ukraine. This is a NATO country, so if something happened to one of those F-16s while in the Ukraine, that could become a pretext or a justification for war. People are really underestimating, I think, how badly this can spiral out of control. And they're underestimating the extent to which their own government has been over there, our own government and other governments have been over meddling in that part of the world and potentially putting the United States at risk into going into yet another hot war here at a time when our country can very ill afford it and where it's not in our national interest.
I got to tell you, I'm breathing a lot easier now because I have an article that I just pulled up. It was just breaking news here, and that is that John Kerry is condemning the grotesque flyer requiring Eastern Ukrainian Jews to register despite questions the State Department says. Boy, I'm glad to hear this. There is no reason to believe the flyers are not authentic. Bobby?
Well, there's no reason to believe they are authentic. But let me raise a quick point. We are looking at everything from a European and American perspective. Al, I sent you a link to a video where a Canadian economist was talking about in 2008 how the Chinese and the Russians were talking about getting together to destroy the dollar. When you interfere in the internal activities of other countries, don't be surprised if they're trying to figure out how to interfere with your internal affairs. And if Russia and China get together, and that is the wild card, if Russia and China gets together, it's over for the dollar. And I mean over permanently.
Okay. The end of the discussion for this particular show on the situation in the Ukraine. By the way, to be very clear, John Kerry did not say that this flyer came from either the Russians or the Ukrainians. His comment was about the flyer itself.
A little rise, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse, massive crop failure, chemical or biological attack. So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3333. FreezeDryGuy.com.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2014 for 20% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. As promised, we're kind of done with political issues now. Back to economic issues. Going to do a market wrap with another expert panel that we have graciously agreed to join us, Marshall Barrell, who is the co-portfolio manager and co-founder of the year-to-date up 18% in Compass Fund, Sean Broderick. Sean is with the Oxford Club. Sean and I have known each other for a long time. pretty bright guy, Rick Ackerman of Rick's Picks. He's a regular on our show every day. Don't have to say very much about him other than he's brilliant. And Richard Ackerman, Richard Postma, a.k.a. Doc, who informed me today that I have, what is it, some type of arthritis that can kill people. Anyway, having said that, hope it doesn't. Having said that, we're going to talk about what the market did this week and what we think is going to happen in the future. Okay, when the market closed on Thursday, the conventional markets really were not doing much of anything. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was down a bit. S&P and NASDAQ were, they were up just a skosh, but nothing to write home about. Not a lot of interest. In terms of gold, which is a major focus with a lot of folks on our site, gold went down to actually quite a bit, $1,295. So sell-off, for lack of better terms, that Doc, you and Rick have been suggesting was going to happen. In fact, it looks like it is happening and continues to happen in gold. Let's start off, if you wouldn't mind, with you, Doc. Kind of give us a little bit of insight into your feelings about gold over the next 30 to 60 days.
Well, over the next 30 to 60 days, I continue to say, and I guess I've been saying this, it's starting to sound like a broken record for 4 to 6 weeks. I've been saying we're going to see a grinding lower in gold prices. And I think it will continue for about 30 to 60 days. And then I think we find the bottom of this, because it looks to me like we have a real good chance of forming a beautiful reverse head and shoulders on this market right now.
Doc, I have to agree with you, as I have for the last couple of weeks, that I think we will continue to see just a grinding sideways move, but also slightly down from the precious metals. Gary Savage says that he thinks we will see this, but then also a capitulation phase of some big swings, maybe even heading down to 1050. Rick, I want to get some of your technical factors on gold. What are you saying?
I'm seeing at least somewhat lower in the next week or two, actually maybe even sooner than that, because I've got a target for the GDXJ, the gold miner, junior gold miner ETF, and it's probably the one chart that I'm most certain of. It shows a prospective low down around 33.76. So that would be a moderate decline from where we are now. And if there's a corresponding move in gold futures, it would probably be no worse than, let's say, mild weakness. The weekly chart shows a conflicted pattern for every promising uptrend, what I call an impulse leg. There's a corresponding downtrending impulse leg. And when you get a mix of the two, it suggests that you could go sideways, in this case sideways, to maybe mildly lower in the weeks ahead.
Well, from a technical standpoint, you know, you guys are brilliant when it comes to that. Sean, you and I have never talked technicals before, but let's flip over to what happened to the conventional markets, S&P, Dow, and NASDAQ this week. I didn't see a lot of strength. What would you attribute that to?
Well, yeah, I think people are really worried that the market is overvalued at this point. Now, that's despite the fact that by certain metrics, the market is not overvalued at all, but we've had a five-year bull run. People are looking at the earnings. They're saying, you know what? Earnings are supposed to be flat to down. Maybe the market really isn't supporting this, so it's time to just grab those profits and move on to something else. Looking at the week, I mean, S&P 500 had a good rise off of support. It is a week that was one day short because of the holiday, and that tends to be kind of funky anyway. But it seems like there's a general slowing down and a move away from risk in the broad market, you know, generally speaking. So I would look for that to continue to happen until that short-term trend changes. Hard to say when it will, but I know people who had stocks in, like, a biotechs, for example, some of my friends. Luckily, I did not. But, I mean, they just got shellacked. They got their butts handed to them. And it's just because those are the things that really ran up over this bull market. And so now people are saying, you know what? We can't support those valuations right now.
Mrs. Mark. Pelosi, I got a question for you. Oh, she's Corey. I'm sorry. I thought that we had Nancy on with us. We don't, so we'll flip it over to her twin down in San Francisco, Marshall Beryl. Marsh, your comments on the resource sector, if you would.
Well, the comments on the resource sector, and I think it's certainly makes a difference whether you're looking at the technicals, as you were just discussing with regards to gold, with several of your guests on the program, or you're looking at it from a more fundamental standpoint, an investment standpoint. Right now, the markets are pretty well, whether it's the resource sector or the other sectors, are driven by short-term development, short-term news. In the resource sector, it's somewhat geopolitical. In the oil area and natural gas, what's going on in the Ukraine and that part of the world, with copper and some of the base metals. It's what's going on in China. What's their growth rate and inventory levels? And with gold, it's one moment or one day, it's the dollar's up and stronger. So that's good for gold. And the next day, it still may be the dollar may be stronger, and it's bad for gold. And there are those who say there are number of large players, investment banks, hedge funds that are playing the market and moving it up and down for their own purposes. That's probably true. In Compass Fund, which is a no-load mutual fund, our investors take a longer-term view. We think it's an attractive entry point for a number of the commodity areas and the companies in them, as well as for the general market. You look at the general market, we're in the middle of earnings season, and that always has a lot of ups and downs to it, and not only what the earnings and revenues have been for the companies over the past quarter, it's the guidance that's given or not given for the current quarter and the coming quarter, as well as the economic news. Is unemployment rising or falling? And there's a lot of volatility, certainly, in the markets on a hour-to-hour, day-to-day basis.
But Marshall, sorry, I'm going to have to cut you off. Yeah. We have to take a quick commercial break for these stations to identify themselves. We will be continuing this roundtable discussion and getting into some of those factors that you were touching on just now, Marshall. Everybody stick around. We're going to be right back.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's Fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. Continuing on with our roundtable, Marshall Beryl, Rick Ackerman, Doc, and Sean Broderick. The question that I have for you guys, you know, we talked about the geopolitical impact of the impact of events that occur around the world. We talked about that with John Kaiser in the first segment. And I have a question for really for most of you, for each one of you guys, and that is, we have a very, very volatile situation in the Ukraine. It's situation that could be, you know, potentially a real history maker. You know, it's very different. I think the potential of the situation in the Ukraine escalating into something really meaningful is much greater than you know the events surrounding, let's say, Iraq or Afghanistan, because those are fairly well isolated. I mean, on a large scale, they're fairly well isolated. Having said that, I would have thought that when the situation in Crimea really came to the fore, that gold was going to absolutely scream. When those Russian troops went in there, when the folks living in Crimea voted to be part of Russia, I thought that was going to be absolutely the best thing that ever happened to the price of gold. Nothing happened to the price of gold except it went down. Sean, why do you think that's the case, bud?
Yeah, well, you know, this is something that I've really been thinking about a lot, and I had a long analysis about gold this week on my blog, king1i.blogspot.com, which is free, so people can check that out. And one of the conclusions I came to is that the price of gold is made in China, and it's made in New York. And those are two places where gold is the attitudes toward gold seem to be changing. For a short while in New York, we saw people of buying gold. We like saw that from like mid-January through mid-March anyway. But now they're starting to sell gold again. In fact, the GLD has now erased almost its entire inflow for the year. Now, that's pretty much paper gold, even though it holds physical gold, but the trading in gold in that town is pretty much paper. The physical trading is in China. That's where people like to buy lots of physical gold, right? Well, the problem is they aren't buying it the way that they bought it last year. It's much slower. People seem to have the feeling, and there are multiple press reports on this, that they have enough for now. They're waiting to see if maybe they can get a cheaper price. So we aren't seeing the huge grab for gold that we saw in China last year. And these two things have really made the price of gold kind of stick in the mud. Personally, I wouldn't be surprised to see gold now that it's closed under 1300 again. Test support at probably a 1284. Below that, it has more support at a 1261. And either of those could come into play, so we'll just have to see what happens. I find things like natural gas much more exciting now. Those are the places where I'm putting my subscribers to work, simply because of all the potential there. Right now, I am sorry. Hate to say this because I know that I'll get hate mail about it, but gold itself looks like in the short term it's probably going to be weaker. However, if you have a longer-term mindset, that's not a bad thing because you're going to get incredible buying opportunities and you'll be able to scoop things up on the cheap.
John, next segment, we're going to focus on different sectors and stocks and chat about that with all you guys. But I want to focus still on gold and a couple comments that you made that China is not buying as much as they did last year, and that's not helping the gold price. But even last year, that didn't help the gold price. The gold price was falling even when China was a huge supporter. And it goes back to your comment that the price of gold is set on the paper markets in the U.S., and right now the issues in Ukraine are not on the forefront of these traders' minds. I think they are continuing to focus on the conventional markets, and until some bigger players such as the U.S. or China, say, get involved over there in Ukraine and maybe missiles start to fly, I still don't think that it will have a huge impact on the gold price. Rick, I know you have some comments on this.
I'm looking at it mainly from a technical standpoint, and it's interesting because the couple targets here, 1280s level, 1260s, that Sean just mentioned are right in the ballpark for what I'm thinking technically. On the, going back to what Al said initially, though, about expecting the crisis in Ukraine to drive bullion higher, I don't think we've really seen gold respond to what you would call geopolitical crisis. Since Russia rolled into Czechoslovakia in 1968. So that was 46 years ago, and for all the hopes that gold bugs have had that these interesting times that we're having would somehow impact gold bullishly, well, I think you can forget about it. The money flows there, the money flows that support the market, mainly OPM, other people's money flowing into the portfolio of managers and the hedge funds, it just gets deployed regardless of what's going on in the world. And even to be a little more cynical about it, what does Russia's annexation of Ukraine mean? I think that Germany, which would be the main Western business partner, mainly from energy trade, would probably still continue to buy energy from the Russians. And I think it'll be business as usual. Nobody really has the cojones to confront Putin or the Russians. And I think there's probably more to lose than to gain by pushing very serious sanctions.
Let's go to another technician here. Doc, do you agree with Rick, or do you have anything to add to that?
Yeah, I mentioned weeks ago we would see 1950 for silver, and we have. And I also made the statement we'll see 1260 to 1270. For gold. In fact, that 1260 or 1261 figure, we're going to hit that. And we're going to hit that in the next 2 or 3 weeks. And we may even go a little bit lower than that to 1240. That's possible. But that's going to be the bottom. And then I think we start our move up over time. And you might say, okay, what's going to do this? And I really think that the dollar is looking very heavy. And I think late spring into summer, the dollar is going to surprise us by taking another leg down. And I think that's going to drive gold, silver, and I think it's going to drive the resource stocks. I also like natural gas. I've been in it for a while. Also, I like coal because as the utilities have to pay more for natural gas, they're going to have to look to coal again for thermal power. And so I'm starting to actually really be a contrarian, and I bought one specific coal stock, which looks very good technically.
Marshall, your comments on what's going on in Crimea and Ukraine and how it's affecting the markets, or if it is.
Well, I think it affects the market, and it's the headlines and the headline risk. But as was mentioned, the Ukraine as a trading partner and is very minimal for U.S. companies or U.S. globally based companies. It's far more important for a variety of German and European companies. So I think that has lessen the focus of U.S. investors on what's going on. I mean, if there's a shooting war or violence that breaks out, that gets the attention and gets the headlines. But short of that, a lot of discussion going on between our Secretary of State and Russia's foreign minister or Obama and Putin is of less consequence because we've gotten used to a lot of palaver going on, but hopefully it doesn't lead to any, any shots being fired. And unless and until it does, I think it's a far less interest or concern to U.S. investors.
I got to agree with that 100%, Marshall. What we're going to go into in the next segment, by the way, at the request of a huge amount of listeners, is we're going to go into specific ideas regarding where money perhaps ought to be invested. And what we're going to do is we're going to simply tell you what we're doing. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Spring time is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $33,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $33,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Okay, welcome back. As promised, we're going to talk about some specific investments that we are involved in. Okay, right up front, Corey and I have to stress one fact. This is simply what we are doing. We are not telling you to do it. This is very definitely not investment advice. Having said that, I'm holding out for a number of small companies in the resource industry. I personally am on the sidelines in terms of the conventional markets for the obvious reason. I think that the bull market that has been going on is at this point in time looking perhaps at the finish line, but time will tell. That's just my opinion. I think there are some really interesting opportunities in the resource sector in terms of the stocks. I personally happen to like the real solid small juniors. And having said that, I guess the only comment that I would make is that Corey and I are invested in virtually all, notice I said virtually, all of the companies that are sponsors on our site. Rick, let's go to you. What do you think people should do in the, you know, in the relatively immediate future?
I'd say spread it around. Gold has been certainly a difficult bet over the last couple of years. And, you know, I know best the things that we've seen together. I'm going on some mining tours with you. I don't see myself as an expert on the mining business, as so many of the people that I've traveled with are. But I have to say I'm impressed when I take one of these tours and the CEO kind of with a sweeping gesture of the hand points to a whole mountain range where every bit of ore in those mountains is something that he holds in a lease agreement, let's say with the state of Nevada. So there's so much ore in the ground that I think that if people got to thinking what's there, there'd be a very serious upward discounting in these gold stocks. So the particular mine, you know, I always keep coming back to Rye Patch. I love that particular company. I was very impressed with the with what I saw, and I think there's a really good play in these junior miners because to some extent they all represent they all have the same problems as Rye Patch, mainly that investor perceptions are not quite equal to the potential that is in the ground for so many of these companies. But beyond that, I just, when people say, well, what do you like? I really like companies that you can get a handle on. You know, if you understand their business, then you should do your due diligence. And if you like the company, if you like the way they look and how they're positioned, then you should jump on it. Alibaba, for one, you know, there's Alibaba does more business than eBay and Amazon combined. And it's amazing. If there were ever a dominant force in selling, it's that. And however pricey things go on the IPO, it's probably still a buy. So that's something I can wrap my head around, as the saying goes. And I think that's always the best way to approach the market.
Rick, I completely agree, and that's the way that I invest, and that's probably why I'm invested a little bit too much in resource stocks, just because that's what I've grown up with. That's what I think I fundamentally understand. And to reiterate a point that we've made on this program many, many times, is with a lot of these stocks, you can't look at the day-to-day swings. And I like looking more long-term at these stocks. I haven't personally been buying any resource stocks in the last little while, but I have been watching some of the ones that really bounced hard and nicely to begin this year and have since come back 50, 60, even 70%. This showed that people were interested in these stocks and people were doing the due diligence for you. So I think if you want to move into some junior resource, even some mid-tier companies, go check out their charts right when this year started, and you can see the run in there. There was some interest since then. We sold off just because I think that the investors have also been sitting on the sidelines, but there is money out there. Anything that I think short term that I like are just these high dividend paying stocks. So at least you can get some money back. I personally moved into a couple Canadian banks, but I'm not actually intending on holding those overly long, but they are kind of a safer play for myself. Doc, let's talk to you. What are you doing right now?
Well, you know, we talked quite a bit about this, Corey, back in end of December, early January. I mentioned that I was beginning to buy precious metal stocks, and they had that nice run. Then I got out of over 50% of them when they hit technically areas that I'd been watching. I kept some of them, and they pulled back toward me. And in the next 3-4 weeks, I'm going to be adding to the ones I have, and I'm going to start to buy back the ones I sold. I'm also right now getting into rare earth material companies. I'm also into the largest palladium miner in North America, and that's had a 30% run. I'm also into a natural gas company that it fundamentally and technically looks really good right here. And so I've been spreading what I'm doing, but I'm going to be a lot more into the resource area in another 4 weeks when I feel technically gold and silver have bottomed.
Nancy, sorry, Marshall, real quick, we got a minute and a half per person left here. A minute and a half. What would you suggest that people do? Let me guess.
Well, I think what you have to focus on, and I've said this before, you've certainly heard me say it, Al, is that you have to, you know, figure out whether you want to be a trader or you're an investor. And a trader looks at the short-term movements and the short-term factors that go into trading, and whether the stock or commodity or group is up or down day-to-day. Investor looks to see where there's value. And maybe it's a contrarian play, and what's more likely to happen over the longer term, which we look at from the Encompass Fund, is 6, 9, 12 months and beyond. An area that we think, a commodity area that we think remains very attractive, it hasn't worked so far in the main, is the uranium sector. There are several of the junior uranium companies that over the last year and a half have gotten into production. Uranium Energy Corp, producing in South Texas. Encompass Fund owns it. I own it. UR Energy, the symbol URG, has gotten into production. Uranis has gotten into production in both these in the United States. We think they're very attractive, and while they've had some movement up, we think that in time the price of uranium is going to go up and the uranium stocks are going to do well.
Sean, unfortunately, we are running out of time in about 30
what, maybe 30 seconds?
30 seconds.
Okay, great. Everybody listen, buy natural gas. That's the thing that's working for me. It's working for my subscribers. It's doing great. And especially the oil services companies, the Patterson UTI, that's one of our best performing positions, should do well. If you want one of the big oil companies, look at Occidental, look at one of those, because they have huge cash flow, and no one's talked about a real correction in this market. We still could have one. We still could see a correction that wouldn't destroy the bull market, but if it comes, people will be looking for fat payouts. They like dividends in that situation. They're looking for cash flow. Those are the companies you should be looking for, and you can find plenty of them in the energy space right now.
Okay, and having said that, let me wrap this up by just telling you companies that I have invested in recently and that I maintain to be involved in: Exeter Resources, Clifton Star Resources, New Legacy Gold, have a large position there, New Zealand Energy, Canisil Resources. I find these companies to be very, very interesting, along with SNP. I find SNP to be very interesting, and then Atomera Minerals. I will probably be adding to my positions in those companies along with Corvus Gold.
Al, as a final note, I just want to say that I am personally invested in Clifton Star Resources, Atomera Minerals, Exeter Resources, Santa Cruz Silver Mines, SNP Interactive, and New Zealand Energy Corp. Everybody, please remember that this is not investment advice. Al, myself, everybody that is a part of this roundtable is simply telling you what they are looking at. We're all in this together, trying to find some good stocks and some good industries that we can all invest in and that we think will be doing well in the, say, midterm to long term. I hope everybody enjoyed the show this weekend. Al and myself had a great time putting it together. To everybody out there who is celebrating Easter, have a fantastic Easter week.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guest by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.